Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's time for another Comic Book Store Adventure. J. Stu is here at Sketchbook Comics once again with our good friend Jeff. Hey, man.
How's it going?
Not too bad. And we were just talking off the record that the Star Wars comic flew off the shelves this week.
Yeah, it did. It was insane.
Yeah. You said by 11 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, 11 o'clock in the morning they were gone.
Wow.
We opened at 10.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
And we were also discussing, it's a little unreal that there were 70 covers for this book.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. I think the rumor is over 100, but they're still hunting for the rest. So.
Wow.
Yeah, right now it's sitting at 70.
Like, some of them look really nice.
Some of them are fantastic. Some of them are meh at best.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Meh, you're going to get that with.
With everything.
When you got 100 covers.
Yeah.
Or even 70.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have a chance to see the new Avengers trailer this week?
I did.
Thoughts?
Didn't really hit me as a whole lot more than what we'd already seen before. Yeah. I know there's all the websites that have done the whole breakdown of 10 things we learned.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're speculating on 90% of this stuff.
It's true.
But yeah, I mean, it still looks cool.
Yeah, the Hulkbuster armor looks pretty awesome.
It looks like the Hulk is under Scarlet Witch's control. His eyes are all red and stuff.
So. Yeah, that was the one new thing I got from it.
Yeah, which is, I don't know. I think one of the things I liked about the Hulk is that they had to fight him a number of times, and he wasn't under anybody's control.
Exactly.
He's the Hulk. He's angry and uncontrollable, so it's a little disappointing that they have somebody controlling him, or at least it appears that way, but we'll see.
I always meant to ask you, do you think there should be another solo Hulk movie, or does he work best just in a team dynamic now?
I really liked that last Hulk movie.
It was decent, yeah.
I love that movie. But, I don't know. I think I'm okay with not giving the Hulk another movie right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily need it.
No.
I think when they made the decision, there were still the rumors that they were looking at doing a TV show. So.
Right.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I mean, they've got a pretty full slate. I'd rather see a Hulk movie than Doctor Strange, frankly.
Yeah.
But they've got a pretty full slate, so I don't think you can cram it in there and make it work as well as it should.
Yeah, probably not. Now, earlier this week, it was just a rumor, and it's since been told it was just a rumor. They were going to say Superman versus Batman was going to be two movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Henry Cavill just said it wasn't. Would you have been okay if it was two movies?
No. No.
No?
I hate when theaters, or not theaters, but movie studios do that.
Oh, they're doing that a lot now.
Yeah, all the time. They've got to milk that last book or that last movie for as much as they can.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's effective for them. Mm. You can't tell me that Harry Potter didn't effectively make twice what it would have if it had been one movie.
True.
Both of those movies were monstrous. I haven't seen either one, and I love Harry Potter. The movies I'm not such a big fan of. But, look at The Hobbit.
Yeah.
That's effectively one movie stretched into three. So.
Yeah.
It works for them. So I get why they do it, but I'm not a fan of the practice.
Yeah. Another rumor I heard is it might be a 3-hour movie.
That I'm okay with.
Yeah.
I have no issues with a long movie.
Then we have to see an epic Superman Batman fight, though.
Dark Knight is really long, and I love it. And the last thing I read was that the fight between Superman and Batman really isn't very long.
Okay.
But. I'm okay with that, too. I don't need to see them fight for an hour.
Yeah, not an hour, I guess.
No, just have them fight and move on. They're better as a team.
Cool. I was reading through the Sketchbook Facebook page today, and you had posted some Arrow business.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to do the crossovers every year.
I'm okay with that.
I am 100% okay with that, and I hope that applies when Titans is up and running
with
the other network. That would be awesome.
And now,
unfortunately, CBS has also said that they're not planning on attaching it.
Like, they're dumb.
That seems ridiculous to me. That seems to me like a bunch of old men that haven't figured out what world they live in anymore.
Yeah.
This is a digital age, guys. The networks don't mean anything anymore. If somebody if people want a show to be a hit, it's going to be a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, look at House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Both monster hits.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them's on network television. It's all Netflix.
Yep.
You know, so I think it's foolish to think, we prefer to be protective of our shows and our concepts. You're idiots. You don't want to attach it to a show that's already a hit?
Yeah.
Two of them? Two of them that are already a hit?
Yeah.
Short-sighted. Incredibly short-sighted.
Yeah. And how about the fact there might be an Adam show now?
I'm okay with it. I would definitely try. He's not my favorite character. Brandon Routh is an okay actor.
Yeah.
I don't have any issues with him, to be honest. But there are a lot of DC characters that I think would be better suited to a show. Yeah. I remember when they first said that they were working on a third property, mm-hmm. and the Adam got brought up, and they basically said at the time, well, he'll get covered enough in Arrow that he won't need his own show. Mm-hmm. So my hope, I grabbed onto that and held on tight that they would do somebody else that we don't know about. I mean, there is the cartoon.
The Vixen cartoon.
That's going to be set in that universe.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping there's still something else that they've decided, yeah, you know what, let's do, we can do Adam, but we can also do something else as well.
Yeah.
So that's my hope at least.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe we'll see something down the pike. And Trickster news for Flash.
Yeah, they're doing the Young Trickster too.
Yeah.
That makes me happy. I was hoping that's where they were going when they announced the Mark Hamill one.
Yeah.
And kind of implied sort of the, like the Hannibal Lecter kind of situation where they go and ask questions of Hannibal Lecter in Silence of the Lambs, and kind of implied the same kind of idea with the Mark Hamill Trickster, so I was hoping it was for the Young Trickster.
I think it's a great direction, actually.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Did you make it through Magnum P.I. yet?
I'm at the end of season two right now. I love the show.
Okay.
It's a fantastic show. And when you watch it, and it's been years since I really sat down and watched it, but I got it for Christmas, so I've been working my way through it, and I had already finished WKRP in Cincinnati, so it was time for Magnum. And I'm about two seasons through, and it's cool. I love the fact that he doesn't play your stereotypical hero, you know?
Yeah.
Not even close. He's broke all the time. His friends are always pissed at him because he owes them money, and he and Higgins are always fighting over what you can and can't do on the estate. Yeah, it's a great show. Gets his ass kicked lots.
Nice. Got to get you into MacGyver next.
I don't know, maybe. Maybe. I can't say I ever really watched MacGyver, even as a kid.
I was super into it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what I wanted to ask you about. This just came up yesterday. I know you're super disappointed. Tom Hardy's out of Suicide Squad?
Yeah, very disappointed.
Do you think Jake Gyllenhaal is a good replacement? Because he creeps me out, quite personally.
I don't think Jake Gyllenhaal is a good anything. he's done some stuff I like, and there's... I can't think of anything off the top of my head, to be honest. I've seen him in stuff where I dug him, and he was fine. Bubble Boy's a good example of that.
Oh, right, okay. I forgot about that one.
But, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is not the route I would go.
No, not
Tom Hardy disappoints me big time. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a scheduling thing. What he's working on now is running late, and then with the press and everything for Mad Max, he's in a bind, and something's got to give. Gyllenhaal is not the route I would go, I don't think. But neither is Channing Tatum.
No.
So, I don't know. I don't have a quick answer on where I think they should go. Gyllenhaal wouldn't have been my choice.
No. God, no.
We'll see. Not for Rick Flagg. Not even. No.
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 It's disappointing, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I was really looking forward to him. Still got Will Smith. I like Will Smith.
He's going to be good, I think.
I think he has the acting chops, and I think he's doing this movie to revitalize his career, basically. Yeah,
talk
about a guy who has made some poor choices the last couple of movies, I think, because he was thinking, in some cases, I think with his heart, you know, I want to work with my son and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But bad call. What are you going to do? It happens.
He had
such a long string, it had to happen at some point. So I think he's in a mode where he's like, let's fix this. I'll get involved in one of the comic movies and I'll do a good job. I think it's an awesome idea.
It's good. It's good casting. I like it. Now, I know you've been busy, but did you have a chance to read anything this week?
What did I read this week? I didn't get a chance to read Star Wars. It left really, really quickly. I did read The New Grayson, which was fantastic. I don't remember what else I read. There are a few things out that I picked up that I'm going to read, but I've been planning on reading them all together as one big chunk.
Oh, okay.
I did read The New Avengers with the big... turning point, I don't know what you want to call it. I don't want to say what it is because it would be rather spoilerish of me.
Okay.
But it's a big moment if it holds up, that's for sure. Personally, I hope it does. I liked it. I thought it was the right way to go, mm-hmm. and I thought it was the smart move. I read a little bit of the Spider-Verse book Spider-Verse 2, I think it was, okay. with all the different stories about the different spiders. Mm-hmm. It was okay. I liked the first one better. I just thought they were more interesting characters in the first one. But
yeah.
I'm sure people would disagree with me on that just because there was something more to their interest in the second one. But, yeah, I didn't read a ton because things have been going so fast because of everything that's been going on in the region with shops and stuff that it's been crazy.
Okay. Those Converges covers look pretty awesome.
I haven't had a chance to really look at them.
I actually want to read more of them now that I've seen the covers. Yeah,
I think it's a fun little thing. You know, the whole idea that it's being done because DC's moving across country. They wanted something in there, a buffer for them, so that they're not late on things, and so they did the Convergence event. And I think it's a neat idea.
It is.
In all honesty, the way I think of it, I don't even think of it as an event for starters. I tend to think of it as just something fun that they're doing. You know, give people a chance to see some of the stuff that they missed from the pre-New 52 and see some other alternate universes maybe and have some fun for a couple of months. And, you know, like, and when I say fun, I don't mean that the New 52 isn't fun because I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I just mean inconsequential comes to mind. Like, it's not going to affect everything around you. You know, you just get to read it and know that that was the story and you don't have to pick anything else up down the road. You don't have to... It's not going to affect your other books. You're not going to have to read something because Convergence is in it, and you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a good read, I think.
See, you know, the whole Marvel doing event after event drives me nuts.
They've been doing it a lot lately, too.
Each event leads into the next event, effectively.
Yeah.
We're pretty damn close. I mean, by the time Secret War starts, Access will have been over for maybe 2 months. You know, and the fallout from all that will still be kind of rolling. So
yeah.
I'm sure Spirit or Iron Man will still be running.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, I'm good with the way DC's doing things. I like it a lot better.
Me too. All right, man. Well, I got to say thanks again. Like,
no worries. You're
a big help every week. We appreciate it.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.